One of the ways they assist is through what is called the science of impression, as they will send impressions to different individuals that will give them ideas that will help the world. D.K. talks about this during World War II. He said the masters in their meditation sent impressions to the Allies. And they sent impressions to FDR and Churchill. And he said the same thing happened on the dark side. The dark masters sent impressions to Hitler and his bunch. And it's interesting during World War II how it seemed like both Hitler and Churchill were divinely protected from harm. They say when Churchill visited the front lines, he would just walk back and forth on the front lines with bullets whizzing all around him, and he was like unconcerned that anything would happen to him. And one time in his house on Downing Street, he just had a bad feeling, woke everybody else, got everybody out of the house, and a bomb hit. You know, same thing with Hitler. There were like, I think, 40-some attempts to assassinate him, and each time it looked like he was divinely protected from assassination. You've probably seen the movie Valkyrie, and it's interesting that when the bomb was planted by Stauffenberg, almost everybody in the room was fatally injured except for Hitler. It's an interesting story how that happened. Was that Stauffenberg planted a bomb. First of all, he was cut short in his time in preparing the bomb, so he only had time to prepare half of the explosives. So the bomb was only half as powerful as it was supposed to have been. That saved Hitler's life. The second thing is he brought in the briefcase, put it right next to Hitler, and then he arranged to be called out of the room. And they were looking at these maps, and this general next to Hitler was thinking, what the devil? And that briefcase was in his way. So he kicks the briefcase, and the briefcase slides across the room. This isn't all in the movie, but it's what I read about. So the briefcase slid across the room, and that's the second thing that saved Hitler's life. If the briefcase wasn't kicked, then Hitler would be dead. The third thing is when the bomb then went off, there's one thing before this, is that first of all, they were going to meet in the bunker underground. And if the bomb would have went off underground, the concussion would have killed everybody there instantly. The last minute, they changed their minds and had the meeting above ground where there was all kinds of windows. So the concussion wasn't nearly as strong. That also saved Hitler's life. Why did they change their mind at the last minute on that? Nobody knows. So the next thing that saved his life was when the bomb went off, the table saved his life. The reason it was a big, thick oak table. And the table, the bomb was kicked across the room just right. So when it went off, it flipped the table up right in front of Hitler. And so Hitler was shielded by this great big table that flipped up right in front of him. And after the explosion, you know, Hitler was just going around in a daze, and everybody else was either dead or maimed or in terrible shape. But the only thing wrong with Hitler was it busted his eardrums. And Stauffenberg probably had pleasure from the other side watching Hitler and realized that every time somebody spoke to him, he had a ringing in his ears that about drove him crazy for the rest of his life. So I'd probably give Stauffenberg a little tickle on the other side if he was able to watch, you know. So all those things, it's amazing how many ingredients saved his life on that one time, and that was just one out of about 40 times. So it's like both Churchill and who I revere as the greatest warrior of World War II, greater than FDR, because he was had such insight. He warned of Hitler for 7 years in advance, because when he first heard the name Hitler and Nazism, I mean, just something just struck him wrong. I mean, just the instant that he heard Hitler's name, he felt there was something wrong. He needed to pay attention. I mean, his soul was just directing him. He's a very, very sensitive man. And so you have these two people that were like guarded and protected by their consecutive brotherhoods. And they were both almost divinely protected to be able to finish off the fight. And it's probably a good thing we did. It's probably good that Hitler wasn't assassinated early, because by consummating the fight, it was like almost letting the butterfly develop and escape from its cocoon. And the fact that we learned an important lesson that hopefully we don't have to learn again. We're in a situation now where we're letting our guard down, and if another Hitler should rise, half the world would probably think he's a great guy, just like they did last time.
Okay, David, yeah. I'm a little confused. If would Stauffenberg die, then he leaves the physical body and the ethereal body behind, but he can't go to the dream state because he's still laughing about the ringing in Hitler's ear. So then is he in a formless world?
Well, no, Stauffenberg was probably in one of the other spheres. I was just speaking metaphorically.
There.
I said if he was able to look on. And from the other side, advanced souls are able to check and see what's going on. And all of us can to a degree. When we first die, we're in our etheric body for a few days. So a lot of people can attend their own funeral in their etheric body, and then usually after about 3-4 days, it dissipates. And this is why it was such a miracle for Jesus to resurrect, bring Lazarus back from the dead, because the Jews had the teaching that it's impossible to revive anyone from the dead after 3 days.
And easy,
right, because after about 3 days, your etheric body starts to fall apart. And then you're just left with your astral body. And if your etheric body is gone, you know, by any measure, it's almost impossible to bring you back from the dead. But Jesus did the impossible. That's why he waited longer than 3 days, because that would demonstrate that he was no ordinary healer. The fact that he could bring someone back after the 3-day limit. And so that's another reason most people, you know, we hold funerals. We always try to hold funerals before the 3-day limit, because the consciousness of humanity has a feeling about that. Because most people are able to attend their own funeral if it's held within 3 days. Longer than 3 days, maybe, maybe not. You know, but 3 days, most people can attend their own funeral. But then after that dissipates, people go into the various different realms. Yeah.
Question, JJ. If the brother of light is resisting helping so that we can learn and grow, and then, you know, during an example, you know, crisis, they get involved, will the dark brotherhood also resist getting involved? Or are they always just
not like
helping and giving?
No, they don't resist at all. They get involved as much as they can, you know. Matter of fact, for short-term effects, the Dark Brotherhood is much more potent than the Brotherhood of Light. The Brotherhood of Light is much more potent at long-term effects. The things the Dark Brothers do, they're able to get and achieve things quickly. That's why they can get their disciples and instruct them, and then their disciples can really look like they got solutions to problems. And because they can make things happen quickly.
Those Dark Brothers show up and give like metal axe heads to Stone Age cultures, where, you know, the Light Brothers, it's more like prime directive from Star Trek, not interference with the criminals. You know, give them new technology.
And what's interesting is over 90% of humanity is under the power of the Dark Brothers. It's not the fact that they have the Dark Brothers speaking to them like the religions see people with seeing a devil under every rock type of thing. You know, they think evil spirits are everywhere, but that's really not the way it works. Is is the Dark Brothers will work and implant things in the mind of some person who is very intelligent, and then that person will start teaching or doing something in either the political, business, or religious world, and he can get a quick following. This is why the more pure you are to the teachings of light, the harder it will be to get a following. I can use that as an excuse why I haven't got a big following.
So, a relatively new on the scene politician that gets a really huge appeal.
We're not mentioning names.
That might be a president of a nation, really large nation. Is probably a pretty good example.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. There have been politicians like, let's go back to Churchill. Churchill was on the forces of light. But he had a tough time getting recognition. First of all, he put his nation on the gold standard when he first got any power. It completely failed. And he was like in a political wilderness because he was blamed for depression they had. And so nobody wanted anything to do with Churchill for a long period of time. But, you know, his ideas were good, but they just didn't work. There were a lot of reasons why they didn't work. They just didn't work. So he didn't have much power for a long time. And then he come across Hitler. And he spent he tried to warn everybody about Hitler. But because he had such a reputation of bringing a depression, that nobody wanted to listen to him. Everybody thought, well, he's just a crazy man. You know, and so for 7 years, he tried to warn everybody about Hitler. And then finally, when it come time, World War II started, and Chamberlain was completely disgraced. But it's interesting, just a few months or so before World War II started, Chamberlain had brought peace in our time, and they had parades for him, ticker tapes, and they were hailing him as almost a new messiah. And then World War II started, and he became disgraced, and they says, who will we have to lead us? And everybody then looked to Churchill. So he was able to get in there and obtain power, but it was a long, hard road for the guy. So the people with the forces of light can get in there. And a lot of his ideas, he had good ideas throughout the whole war, but he had a really hard time implementing them because he was so dependent on FDR and Stalin and cooperating with those guys. He had a really hard time getting his ideas through. If he'd been in charge, there would have been no Iron Curtain. If he'd have been in charge, he'd have made sure that they would have had all of Germany instead of dividing it up with the Soviet Union. Yeah, it's a miracle we didn't have to divide Japan with the Soviet Union.
If we hadn't dropped the bomb,
we probably would have. They would have had to come in and help us.
Taken all of almost Manchuria and China back. Russia would have beaten us to China. They killed like 7 million Japanese, and it was kind of sending a shot across the bow of Russia.
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine a North Japan and South Japan? That's a good point. If we hadn't dropped the bomb, we'd had a North Japan and South Japan, just like East and West Berlin. Mm-hmm.